This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from an explosion outside a school in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, has risen to at least 58. That's according to Afghan officials on Sunday, with doctors struggling to provide medical care to at least 150 people who were injured. The bombing Saturday evening shook a Shiite Muslim religious neighborhood in Afghanistan, which has been targeted in the past by Islamic State militants, according to an expert there. Sudanese authorities have deported around three dozen Ethiopian peacekeepers working in the UN mission in Darfur to a refugee camp. Al-Fatah Ibrahim Mohammed, head of the refugee agency in North Darfur, says that the troops are among 120 Ethiopian forces from the Tigrayan ethnic group who have sought asylum in Sudan earlier this year. The troops refused to return to their home country, Ethiopia, for fear of being detained by the government. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has waged a devastating war in November on the regional government of Tigray. He has also swept up thousands of Tigrayans into detention centers across Ethiopia. The United States top infectious disease doctor says it was highly unlikely. Officials have been undercounting the number of fatalities from COVID-19 after a new report from the University of Washington estimated the death toll was nearly double. The analysis by the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation pegs the U.S. death toll at more than 900,000. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Wednesday puts its latest official estimate at more than 575,000 deaths. This is VOA News. While the world's wealthier nations have stockpiled coronavirus vaccine for their citizens, many other poorer countries are still scrambling to secure doses. A few have yet to receive any. The World Health Organization says about a dozen countries, many of them in Africa, are still waiting to get vaccines. Those last in line on the continent, along with Chad or Burkina Faso, Burundi, Eritrea, and Tanzania. WHO says delays and shortages are driving African countries to slip further behind the rest of the world in a rollout of COVID-19 vaccines, with the continent accounting for only 1% of the vaccines administered worldwide so far. Criminal hackers are now using increasingly brazen methods to try to extort money from law enforcement agencies, including leaking or threatening to leak highly sensitive and potentially life-threatening information. The increasingly defiant attacks on law enforcement agencies underscore how little the criminal syndicates and operate ransomware gangs fear any repercussions. In Washington, D.C., a Russian-speaking ransomware syndicate called Babook hacked it into the network of the city police department and threatened to leak the identities of the department's confidential informants. Experts say they had not seen such aggressive tactics used against police departments before. Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador says that Mexico has complained to U.S. officials about their alleged financing for anti-corruption group that he said has engaged in political activity against his administration. He made the announcement at a news conference shortly before Friday's online meeting with U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris. The issue apparently did not arise at the meeting. However, that part made public focused on immigration, a key issue in the U.S.-Mexico relationship, along with trade, border security, and the pandemic. More than 1,200 migrants in decrepit, overcrowded fishing boats have reached a tiny island in a 12-hour span. Italian news reports say that the Coast Guard and Customs Police boat escorted the vessels to Lampedusa Island after they were spotted in the Mediterranean a few miles offshore. A newspaper in Sicily said that they arrived on wooden or metal boats. It said some of the migrants, most of the men, were from Bangladesh and Tunisia. Last spring, when weather was generally good, seen Libya-based migrant traffickers launch many unseaworthy vessels toward European shores. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.